Hello once again, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries, and we thank you for joining us again as we're studying Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And I hope that all of you have taken the advice I gave you last time, and if you read through this letter of Paul. And friends, let me just say this. So often, as commentaries are good, and they're helpful, and they're important, but remember one thing about commentaries. Commentaries can only give us what the commentator himself has learned about any part of the Bible. And a commentary is far from the whole truth. And so, brethren, I encourage every one of you to be reading these passages. And of course, you can read what others have written, but remember that there's only one place where we can get absolute truth, and that's from the Bible itself. And so study this book, read through it. And remember, God isn't dead, and the Spirit is living, and it's in us, and He teaches us and guides us into all truth. And so God didn't die when the book of Acts was closed. God is still alive, and He's still here to teach us. And so we are in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and I hope you read it through from one sitting. You can sit down and read this letter, but we're going to look here, and we're going to read the first two verses of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the first word we see on this letter is Paul. And back in the days when Paul wrote, and what they would do is they would send a letter, and it would be like a scroll, and they'd unroll it, and the first thing they'd see is the name, Paul. And that says everything to us, friends. We sinners from among the Gentiles have a relationship with the Apostle Paul that we do not have with Peter, the 12 apostles at all. Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, and it's through his letters that God gives the hope and the calling of the church, which is the body of Christ. And so we need to understand that, or else we'll be absolutely confused if we don't understand these things. Well, we have the word Paul, and Paul is an apostle of Jesus Christ. An apostle was an official representative. One of the clarifications, by the way, we don't edit here, comes to you as raw as possible. You'll get all the coughs and mistakes. Well, he says he's an apostle. An apostle is an official delegate of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, there are no apostles today. The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And we're long past the foundation. And so there are no apostles and prophets today. Those who claim to be apostles and prophets, what they're claiming is to have divine revelation. And the very claim to be an apostle today is proof that they're not. And friends, you need to be careful. And an apostle was an official delegate. One of the qualifications of an apostle is he must have seen the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and not just in some, you know, vision, or he must have, you know, or, you know, from having a bad piece of cheese that gave you nightmares at night. An apostle had to actually physically see the risen of the Lord Jesus Christ. The 12 apostles were chosen by Christ personally on earth, Paul was chosen by the risen and glorified Christ on the road to Damascus when he appeared to him. And so Christ appeared to Paul and gave him this this message and gave him this commission. So Paul is an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now, we don't read that in any of the other letters of Peter or John or Jude. They never have to say by the will of God. And the reason this is Paul was greatly questioned. He was mistrusted because he had a unique message. He had a gospel that was peculiar. And as a matter of fact, his message was not what the other apostles were preaching. And his message was for the Gentiles. And so he has to say by the will of God to show his qualifications. And it was God's choice to raise up Paul. And so he is an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And he says to the saints which are at Ephesus. Now, saints are believers, those who have trusted Christ. All saints are all believers are saints. They're set apart to God. Now, notice what it adds, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice it's the faithful in Christ Jesus, the exalted Christ, the exalted Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus is that title. And the reason I believe that maybe a lot of people are very unfamiliar with the great teachings of Ephesians is because of maybe lack of faithfulness. It requires one to be faithful, faithful to the truth, one to stand for the truth. And friends, one of a great principle in Scripture is if we're not willing to accept one truth, God does not reveal to us more truth. And so this is a great principle. Even our Lord Jesus said, if any man is willing to do, he shall know concerning the doctrine. And many today are not able to advance in the great teachings of Ephesians because we're unfaithful. And Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 1 through 4 that he couldn't give them meat to eat because they were carnal. The Corinthians were still concerned about, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I of Cephas, or I of Christ. The Corinthian church was involved in politics. The Corinthian church was involved in judging their brethren. The Corinthian church was involved in judging the world. The Corinthian church was involved in starting big movements and setting up charismatic leaders and starting big denominational churches. Friends, I say that tongue in cheek, but then long and short, that was what they were working towards if you read 1 Corinthians. And because they were gathered around men, or as we would say today, they're gathered to denominations and charismatic leaders rather than following the biblical pattern of the church, they weren't prepared for the teaching of Ephesians. Friends, if your consciousness is anything else of being a member of the body of Christ, you'll never understand Ephesians. If you think you go to church, you don't understand that the church, you don't go to church, but you're members of the church, you'll never understand Ephesians because you're still carnal and you're still glorying in men. And that is what it means. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus, those who can advance in truth because they're done with carnal things. And by the way, just read 1 Corinthians 1 through 6 and see what the Corinthians were doing. And that's one thing we need to avoid. Now, he also says in verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, this is not just Paul saying hello. This grace and peace comes from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. This is God's attitude toward the world this day. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Friends, grace and peace to you. And until next time, read this letter and rejoice in the risen and glorified Christ.